Welcome to the Tell Me Something Good podcast. Ranked by the International Association of Awesome Podcasts as the best podcast in the history of podcasts. Wait, is that a thing? I don't think that's a thing. Anyway. Seeking to shine a light on all that is good in an ever-darkening world of negativity. Here's your host, Clint Swindoll.
Well, what do you know? It's Tuesday again. It is time for another episode of the Tell Me Something Good podcast, the show that is all about building a more positive world by overcoming negativity. Each week, it is my goal to engage your mind, encourage your heart, or enlighten your soul. I am happy you're here. This is episode 32 of the podcast, brought to you by 13 Stories Publishing, a small independent book publisher. Not only did they publish my just-released Tell Me Something Good book, they have a wide selection of books from many genres available on their website at 13storiespublishing.com. While there may be some people who only want audiobooks, there is a gaggle of people. I'm not sure how many are in a gaggle, but it's a lot. There's a gaggle of people who still like to hold a book in their hands. If you're one of them, check them out. You'll be supporting a small business, one of our passions here at the podcast. Again, check them out at 13storiespublishing.com. I have to tell you people, I feel like a new man. Last week I got on a plane bound for South Dakota for a week of pheasant hunting. It was significant for several reasons. One, it was my first time to go pheasant hunting. So it was an all-new experience learning about something I had never done before. Two, it was a great opportunity to spend some time with 16 other men, enjoying incredible fellowship with great friends while making new ones. A lot of laughter and storytelling, none of which were embellished, I'm sure. Well, it was good for the soul. And three, it helped me with what I talked about last week on the podcast and what I promised I would continue with this week in part two, and that is getting out of a rut. If you didn't hear last week's episode, I would encourage you to jump back and listen to it. It's episode 31, and it's titled Getting Unstuck from the Rut. I felt a need to address it because so many people's lives have been disrupted by the global pandemic. One of the ways it has caused disruption is the creation of new, boring routines, allowing people to fall into a predictable pattern of mediocrity and dullness. And when we find ourselves in that place, it can cause us to constantly complain about our environment or become excessively pessimistic about our future. And that, by my definition, is negativity. And the single priority of this podcast is to create a more positive world by overcoming negativity. So it's important that we spend some time talking about ways to get us out of the rut. I mentioned in the last episode that whether you find yourself falling into a rut or just want to improve where you are, it takes action. I believe without a doubt that we all need to be taking steps to not allow the power of this pandemic to alter who we are. I shared two specific things with you last week. One, identify three things you considered good that came out of the pandemic, and two, redirect your time and talent to things more meaningful to you. Again, jump back to the last episode if you want to hear the details of those points. The third thing I think you can do to get unstuck from a rut is to find a new passion. We can become bored even when we're following a passion. Whether it's related to your job or your hobby, you need to find a new passion. It doesn't mean you need to replace something. I love competition barbecue, and it's my hobby. While I'm not getting rid of it, I know that finding something new to get passionate about will help ensure I stay out of a rut. If you're wondering how to find that new passion, answer some simple questions. One, what do you get really excited about? Maybe there is some small aspect of your job that you really love. Maybe it's a hobby or some aspect of volunteer work you do. Spend a day or two pondering the stuff that really gets you excited and fired up. Make a list of what you love most. Then two, what do you dream about when your eyes are open? Do you secretly think about being a singer or an actor? Have you always wanted to open a restaurant or fly a plane? Put these items on the list too. And 3, where can you find some research? Pick the most exciting option from your list and look into it. Talk to some people that are already doing it. Would you have to go back to school? How long would it likely take before you could support yourself doing it? Read and study to see if it's even possible. 4, how can you actually try it out? In whatever way you can, try actually doing it and see how you like it. Granted, you can't pretend to be a doctor. However, you can volunteer at a hospital or a clinic. You can even shadow a doctor or a med student. If you think you'd like to be a pilot, pay the fee and take a short flight lesson at your local municipal airport. It may scare the bejeebies out of you. I'm not even sure what bejeebies are, but you probably shouldn't have them anyway. Get enough experience to figure out if it is something you'd really like to do every day. And 5, how can you dabble in it going forward? See if it really is a passion or if it's just a passing interest. If it's a passion, you'll be pursuing it in your extra time. And when you do that, you won't even realize you're out of your rut. Finding your passion is one of the keys to enjoying your life. Don't think that you have to continue doing what you're doing for the rest of your life. Everyone has more options available than they realize. Discover your passion. Make it an important part of your life and you'll stay out of any boring rut. The 4th thing I recommend you do to getting unstuck from the rut is to create a mindset of optimism. Getting stuck in a rut of boredom that comes from the sameness you've created can make us pessimistic that things will ever change. While being a little skeptical can prevent others from taking advantage of us, taking it to the point of being pessimistic has no positive value. Not only is it unpleasant to have that perspective on life, it can also cause you to miss opportunities. As I have shared before on this podcast, pessimistic people have even been shown to have a greater chance of developing serious illness. If you've been pessimistic as a result of this pandemic, it can take time and effort to shift your focus. Here's how to do it. 1, understand that the world is not against you. Although you are no more special than anyone else, you're not any less special either. You can be confident that the universe is not conspiring against you. Make the right decisions and good things are likely the result. Make bad decisions and things tend to not go so well. 2, the past has nothing to do with the future. However, it does equal the future if you continue doing things the same way. Change your actions and your results change. The fact you've been unsuccessful at something in the past means nothing about your ability to be successful in the future. Each day is a new day. 3, remember that life is short. Take advantage of the time you have to create enjoyment in your life. The more you consciously choose what you want to do with your life and do it, the more optimism you develop toward your future. And you'll realize that the disruptions created by a pandemic simply cannot get your life off track. And 4, measure yourself every day. Come up with a scale to measure how positive you were during the day. Make a note of the times you were pessimistic. Also, make note of the times you were optimistic and pat yourself on the back. Having an optimistic view of the world is not only more enjoyable for you, it also makes it more enjoyable for others to be around you. You're also in a much better position to spot the opportunities that life constantly presents to you and take the best advantage to get all the gusto you can out of life. Just like negative self-talk is a habit, being pessimistic is a habit too. It's a more pervasive habit, so it will require more time and effort to change. Just don't forget, you can change. And the 5th thing I would recommend you do to get unstuck from the rut is taking time for you. Just because it's not all about you doesn't mean it's never about you. We all need time for ourselves to unwind and enjoy doing the things we like to do. While it sometimes seems impossible to find the time, considering the obligations with work and family, community obligations, and friends and children, it's important to carve that time out of your schedule. So, try these things to help make it happen. 1. Put time for yourself on your schedule. It's common to take whatever time is left over after all the other obligations have been met. This also just about guarantees that there won't be any time left over for you, so put it onto your calendar. A failure to schedule it suggests that it's not important, and things that aren't important, well, they simply don't happen. 2. Find something worthwhile to do with the time. It should be something that you love to do. Maybe it's just 30 minutes to sit and watch your favorite show. Just don't let it be the news. Ideally, you'll find something fun and interesting. It's your time. It's up to you. 3. Realize that much of the time you spend really is your time. For example, time spent with your children really is your time, although we often think that it is their time and we're giving up our time. If you'll keep yourself in the moment and genuinely try to enjoy it versus thinking about 10 other things you'd rather be doing, you'll see that it really is your time and not just theirs. 4. Understand the importance of me time. When we don't have any time to ourselves, we tend to feel overwhelmed and out of balance. Realizing just how important it really is will lessen any feelings of guilt and make it more likely to be scheduled. 5. Consider how it will benefit those around you. This isn't just for you, it's for everyone around you too. You'll be happier and you'll feel a better sense of balance in your life. If you're happier, everyone around you will be happier too. If you're more patient, your spouse or your children or your coworkers, well, they'll benefit too. And 6, realize that 30 minutes a day can change your life. 30 minutes a day might not sound like a lot, but it is. It's 10,950 minutes, or 182 and a half hours a year. That's over 4 full work weeks. Think about what you could accomplish with that time. You could start a business, or learn a language, or some other skill. That many hours dedicated to one purpose that's important to you could be huge. Take time for you. It not only benefits you, it benefits everyone else in your life. Remember, sometimes it is about you. If you want to get unstuck from a rut you've fallen in because of this stupid coronavirus, change the way you're currently living. Many folks fail to recognize that simple fact. You have to change what you do if you're going to change your circumstances. A spectacular life is a life that is planned and lived with intention. Find your passion, design your future, and set your goals accordingly. It's your life, and your journey is to see how great you can make it. Remember that you are a cause, not an effect. You can create nearly anything. Even your challenging circumstances are often results of your own doing. That's great news. Since it's your fault, well, you can fix it. Commit to doing something with these suggestions. You don't have to do them all. Just pick a couple and see how easy it is to get out of the rut.
You're listening to Tell Me Something Good with Clint Swindoll.
Last month, we announced the publication of my new book, Tell Me Something Good. We were blown away by the number of people who pre-ordered the book in advance of its arrival. Well, we're excited to announce the book has arrived. For those of you who pre-ordered the book, those shipments are going out this week, along with the other Tell Me Something Good merchandise you may have ordered. If you didn't pre-order it, what were you thinking? This will be one of the easiest reads you'll have all year. 3 things to keep in mind. 1, I wrote it in the fable format because the brain likes a story, making it an entertaining read. And 2, it is not a big book. Research shows the average reader never gets past the 3rd chapter of a book. It's because most people don't have time to do much reading, so once they start, it's difficult to get back to finish it. This small pocketbook can be read in 1 sitting. By design, it's a book small enough to fit in your pocket and big enough to change your life. And 3, you get a 10% discount because you're awesome and you listen to the podcast. So here's what you do. Go to findthegoodinlife.com. You'll see 3 circles right there on the front page. Click on the blue circle with the word book. put a book in your basket. And while you're there, put some other Tell Me Something Good merchandise in the cart. At checkout, enter promo code TMSG2020 and bam, you saved yourself 10%. If you haven't thrown a solid object at your TV yet in an attempt to silence all the negative political ads, then there's a pretty good chance you're still hearing all the bad news from the media. Political crud is all over the news, and it could be easy to think there is nothing good happening. That's what they want you to think. There is, and I found it. So it's time for...
Good news from around the world.
If living well is the best revenge, then Kavanaugh Bell may just be having the best life ever. After facing bullying at school, rather than internalizing the pain or trying to get even, the spirited 7-year-old decided to channel his energy into something positive instead. After I was bullied and I felt a darkness inside of me, I knew I didn't want other kids to feel the same way I felt, Bell explained via his GoFundMe page. So I asked my mom if she could help me spread love and positivity. And the more I gave back to my community, the more I wanted to keep doing it. Bell lives in Gaithersburg, Maryland, with his mom, Lacey Simmons, and their extended family. Even before the bullying incident, the second-grade Good Samaritan was already doing his part to give back during the COVID-19 pandemic. Initially funded by his own savings, Bell started out by assembling and distributing care packages filled with food and toiletries for his elderly neighbors. Over time, the popular project snowballed. With contributions pouring in, he and his mom launched a food pantry staged in space donated by a local warehouse. In the face of negativity at school, Bell's determination to remain positive only became stronger. Hoping to expand his message of compassion beyond the confines of his own community, Bell set out to find a place where residents would benefit most from his message of hope. Spurred by memories of a 2018 Mount Rushmore road trip he'd taken with his mom that led them through South Dakota's Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, he knew he'd found his answer. My mom explained to me that people live on the reservation, and some didn't have what they needed to survive, Bell told the Washington Post. Some of the houses didn't have electricity or running water. With a steady stream of in-person donations, as well as contributions from his GoFundMe and Amazon Wish list pages, Bell and his mom have managed to amass enough essential supplies to fill a 53-foot semi-truck. Twice. His mom used some of the donated funds to hire a driver. She also reached out to Alice Phelps, the director of First Families Now, a nonprofit humanitarian organization whose focus is bettering the lives of families and children on the reservation, to apprise her of her son's plans. He believes he can save the world, and I believe him. He just carries that, well, no problem, let's do it, and he doesn't see anything as a challenge. So I love that innocence about him, Phelps said. The first shipment that went out in July was loaded with non-perishable food and cleaning supplies, as well as shoes, clothing, and diapers. With the cold weather approaching, the second shipment in September also included coats and blankets. It's just a blessing to be helping them, Bell said, whose heritage is in part Native American. I'm trying to make sure they have what they need to survive, because that's their only land and they're like my family. Bell says he hopes to see bullying totally eradicated by his 18th birthday, 10 years from now. While 2030 may be a decade away, with Bell's persistence, he just might reach his goal and continue to inspire others and live his best life in the process. And that, my friends, is some good news from around the world. Before I end this episode with a challenge, I want to encourage you to take your social media game to a whole new level by checking out Let's Talk Smack. It's an app that provides daily nudges to get you increasing your visibility on social media. Look, if you're like everyone else and you're just tired of not knowing what to post on social media as you promote your small business, or you just want to have a more engaging presence personally on social media, you need a plan. And the Let's Talk Smack app can help you create your plan. Check it out wherever you get your apps. And now the challenge. Before you come back for the next episode, I challenge you to pick something from the list I suggested in this podcast to get you out of a rut and give them a try. Even if you're not in a rut, you can benefit from some of the suggestions I laid out. Find a new passion, create a mindset of optimism, or take some time for yourself. Pick one, take some of the steps I suggested, and track your progress. And if you're one of those people who say, "Oh, I've heard those things before," I encourage you to keep this in mind. Your success in this world will not be determined by what you know. Your success in this world will be determined by what you do. Take some action and see how it can enhance your life. Well, that's it, folks. I'll be back Friday for a special episode of Champagne Friday. Come join us for a quick reminder of our need to celebrate all the good stuff. Then come back next Tuesday for another episode of the Tell Me Something Good podcast. I'm not sure what I'll do. I'm thinking I might share some lessons learned on my excursion to the South Dakota Plains. Join me next Tuesday to see what I've got. One thing I will do is answer a listener question. So if you have one, jump over to findthegoodinlife.com. You'll find a long green bar to the right of the Tell Me Something Good logo that reads, "Question or Something Good for the Podcast." Click on that. Ask your question. You never know. I just may pick your question and feature you on next week's podcast. And while you're there, click on the green products button and go get you some Tell Me Something Good merchandise and start spreading some good to the world. Include the promo code TMSG2020 for a 10% discount at checkout. Thanks for listening. Until next week, I'll be praying for God to bless you in mighty ways. Now, get out there and love on somebody.
You've been listening to the Tell Me Something Good podcast. The content of the podcast is meant to engage, encourage, and enlighten you to become more positive. It's not meant to diagnose, treat, or replace the personalized care provided by a trained professional. If you're struggling with depression or mental health issues, please reach out to a counselor for diagnosis and treatment. Until next time, be positive, people.